This is KNKX. Good news for OL Reign fans. It looks like the National Women's Soccer League will be the first professional sports organization in the country to return to action amid the coronavirus pandemic. KNKX sports commentator Art Teal says the plan is to have all teams play in Utah starting in June. Art, this is a pretty novel idea. Tell us more about it.
The National Women's Soccer League never got a chance to start their season before the shutdown happened in mid-March that closed basically all sports. So they're going to revive by creating a tournament in one location starting June 27th for a month, playing 25 games to the Challenge Cup Championship. So they're condensing everything into one place at one time to see if they can draw some national attention to the game, because nothing else is going on in that calendar so far in terms of competition with other sports. The key to this is the owner of the Utah franchise, Del Loy Hansen. He's a real estate billionaire who owns not only the women's team, but he also owns the men's MLS team, the Real Salt Lake, and he owns two stadiums in suburban Salt Lake City. And that's where this is going to be played. They'll also house the athletes in two hotels to try to keep the quarantine in effect so the virus doesn't have a chance to disrupt the tournament.
Well, just like plans from Major League Soccer and Major League Baseball that we've talked about, there would be no fans at these games. But the big question mark still seems to be testing.
Yes, and it's still a question here. The protocols aren't exactly clear, but they do promise to do a lot of testing before the athletes arrive in Salt Lake, during the training camp, which would begin sometime in June. And they also have kind of a tidy number here compared to other sports. It's only 9 teams. It's 300 players and probably 500 coaches and support staff and officials. So the ability to test that small cohort and get results back quickly is much higher in this sport than the others.
Will all players participate? That would include the Reigns, Megan Rapinoe.
Well, that's the big question. This tournament is going to be unique because it is voluntary. That means that stars like Megan Rapinoe and the other members of the U.S. Women's National Team that rose to such acclaim in their World Cup victory in 2019 may opt out. And the reason they want to opt out is basically for reasons of health. Both stadiums are on artificial surfaces, and soccer players really don't like turf because the incidence of injury is greater. It's harder on the legs. And then there's also still the question of how good the protocol is going to be for testing.
The other interesting aspect to this, to me at least, is it's voluntary, but they'd still get salary and benefits even if they declined to play.
Right. The owners can afford to do this because the salaries aren't huge and they really do want to take advantage of this window. There is no union with negotiating leverage in women's soccer. There's an association, but they don't have to get the approval. And really, there's no need for a union to weigh in because this is going to be voluntary. So it's probably the most efficient and effective proposal that I've heard from pro sports leagues, but there are still questions around how effective the testing is going to be and whether some of the stars are going to participate.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at knkx.org or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.